Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Man, oh man, I tell you, it's a tough crowd around here. In there working hard, trying to get some show prep done for you continuously through the show to make sure we're on top of everything that's going on. And walk back in here and I'm like, all right, let's get going. We're playing the music too long this morning. You can never play Sammy Hagar too long. Can I just mention that to you?
Thank you. That's debatable.
No, it's not. It's good. Good music. That or Guns N' Roses. Congrats to Tony from Salem, Illinois, who won the tickets this morning to Guns N' Roses for next August.
He was excited. And by the way, his birthday is about a week after that.
So he was saying
this will be like an early birthday present.
No kidding. At Busch Stadium, that's going to be a heck of a concert. I have no idea who's going to be warming up for him. It's going to be a great year for concerts. AC/DC coming to town. That's going to be fantastic.
I can't wait.
Aren't you so excited?
Oh, my gosh, I'm jazzed. I've been waiting for this forever.
I have. Rush is touring this summer. It's fantastic. It's just, what a great summer for concerts. I appreciate that.
Crickets.
Did you see my fleece I have on this morning, Kim? Did you notice?
I did not notice. What
this is
say?
An antique. This is an old Channel 4 fleece that I had at home because I was cold this morning. And It says on the sleeve, number one 10 p.m. newscast.
Oh my gosh!
Back when the number one 10 p.m. newscast meant you had like a 8 or a 9 share, and these days they're number one if they get a 1. I mean, it's that bad in television news.
Wow.
These days. It's rough. It's rough out there in media, right? I mean, everything's filtered. You have a lot of choices, but you also have you've made choices through the years. I think that have driven people away. It's no longer appointment to television, and there are reasons for that.
Not according to Obama.
Well, that's true. He misses the way TV journalism used to be. Remember when you only had 3 choices?
Oh, I forgot.
And the left wing media could basically, what he was saying was, I preferred it when back in the day, you only Walter Cronkite and the writers at CBS News could tell you what was really important.
But he still thinks that the mainstream media does a really good job of not being biased.
Oh, he does. It's unbelievable. In fact, one of the things I was in there looking at, remember Jim Acosta, who was the CNN reporter? And, of course, they're trying to tell you they're fair and balanced and all this crap. And the minute they get out of the press corps, Acosta got fired from CNN. Starts his own podcast, and I've got him in there on, I was trying to record it and edit it and ran out of time, interviewing and heaping praise on Rosie O'Donnell. The great Rosie O'Donnell. We're so honored to have her on our podcast today. You're just so great, Rosie. And she's on there cursing at Trump and using words we can't use on the radio because she claims her autistic daughter, it's a son, actually, who claims to be non-binary. This tells you how screwed up the children of Hollywood are. She's taken this child to a foreign country just to get away from Trump. And the child says to her, she curses at Trump, she claims, for forcing them to leave America. It was her mother that left America, not Donald Trump forcing them to leave America.
Everything is Trump's
fault.
This is
the mental illness that's driving the left these days. It's all about their hatred of one man, Donald Trump. It's an insane interview. It's like 25 minutes long. So I was in there. I just came across it this morning. I was digging through it, and parts of it I would have to edit to use on the air, which was the tricky part because of the curse words of Crazy Rosie O'Donnell. These are the people that are nuts. We'll get to that Obama comment here in just a minute because it is worth listening to. The former commander-in-chief of this country, the man who led us to much of the division and burning of America that we saw, in 2015, 2016, 2020, a lot of the problems we saw driven by one guy who now wants to come out and praise what a good and fair and balanced job the news media does. It's unbelievable when you hear it. Right now, though, why don't we get to our top stories, please?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
It's simple. The FBI director, all FBI directors are required users of the FBI plane. They don't let me fly commercially. But my predecessors wasted millions of dollars because they were too lazy to drive an extra 20 minutes and go to Andrews Air Force Base. They used D.C. Reagan National as their personal hub, costing the taxpayer $4 million.
Yeah, Cash Patel there on Laura Ingraham last night. Of course, the long knives are out for Cash. You can tell the little stories that come out. There's no confidence. They got a bunch of inside FBI people who, of course, are lifers who don't like Cash Patel because he threatens the bureaucracy. And they were claiming that he's abusing the use of the personal jet. So he's like, listen, they don't let me fly commercially. If I'm going somewhere, they make me take... The jet. I've read enough spy thrillers. I know that to be true. They use a lot of Lear jets in the FBI and the CIA. It's just what they do.
We are pursuing everything. There is nothing off the table right now. This is an individual about whom we don't know a lot, but we will. Trust me.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine, there is talking about. The different criminal charges that could be leveled now that we've got one dead National Guardsman, another one clinging to life, and a guy who said Allah Akbar as he opened fire on them. So there's a whole bunch of stuff going on here, including the fact that it is impossible to vet people coming from some of these third world crap holes.
These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but...
It's true. You may not like his colorful language, but he speaks... the truth, particularly about people like Ilhan Omar, who basically wants to turn America into the crap hole she came here from. Imagine that.
Is there one outlet out there that you would consider the least bias, sort of the most straight news?
I actually think that the mainstream news still does a very good job of just presenting facts.
This is embarrassing. This isn't fair.
Yeah. he said that with a straight face.
It seemed like he was very careful, though, what he said, because there were very intentional pauses as he was trying to figure out the best way to phrase that.
He always pauses when he's trying to, you know, weasel his way out of an answer on something. You hear that a lot,
Barack,
from
Obama.
You all do great. You hear that from him a lot.
He can't control his caucus.
Yep, it's a problem. But he's the guy who was he going to say the Washington Post does a really good job? Well, I'm sorry, Mr. President. The Washington Post just flat out lied in a story about the Secretary of State, and the New York Times had to correct them. Now you've got the liberal media correcting themselves. They're so far out of bounds. It's It's obnoxious, and I'm going to get you this Jim Acosta stuff. I promise you. You have to hear him heaping praise on the nut job Rosie O'Donnell, and then he says, I may get back in the Washington press corps. Apparently, he's entertaining job offers, he leads her to believe on this podcast.
That'd be interesting.
Really? I mean, I just don't... Nobody would bat an eye. They take George Stephanopoulos, who was Clinton's press secretary... And Chief Spinmeister, and they put him on ABC News and want you to believe he's giving you unbiased reporting on ABC News. It's a joke.
That's everyone, though.
The mainstream media is a joke.
The bar is so low. Anyone who actually has two eyes and can see that there's clear bias when you look at the news, when you watch the news.
It's crazy. It really is. I'll try to get you some of that Acosta stuff here coming up in just a minute. We got to check in with Nicole Murray on business. The market's turned around a little bit after that dip the other day. We'll see what's going on this morning. We got in other news before the end of the hour, and then we're going to talk to our friend Mary Vogt from the Heritage Foundation coming up at about 7:22 this morning. Straight ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I believe that at some point in the not too distant future, you won't even have income tax to pay because the money we're taking in is so great, it's so enormous that you're not going to have income tax to pay. Whether you get rid of it or just keep it around for fun or have it really low, much lower than it is now. But you won't be paying income tax.
Yeah, you know, that's the president talking about tariffs there and the fact that there was a time in America. Now, America had a smaller citizenry then. Like, I don't know what the population was in 1916. But when they started the income tax, prior to that, the government had largely been funded by tariffs. Now, we can have the argument all day if we should have fair trade. Understand something. I'm a fair trade person. I don't think any country should charge tariffs. Let me throw that out there, and I'll repeat it for you. I don't think any country should charge tariffs. You shouldn't have to pay a penalty for doing business here. However, if you're going to charge me a tariff, I'm going to charge you a tariff. It's that simple. That's the Trump strategy. He's complained about it for 40 years. He's never understood why every president between then and now has not done this, has not already taken this action and said we're going to level the playing field. If you want to drop all your tariffs, we'll drop all of ours. But in the meantime, we're going to match whatever you're charging us to do business. We're going to charge you to do business. It's a common sense approach, and it's a negotiating tool. Plain and simple. Now, If you achieve that goal, then that revenue from tariffs obviously is going to drop. But the president's saying, and he doesn't believe that's going to happen. And apparently, effective November 24th, as of November 24th, the tariffs have raised $101 billion in revenue between January and August. And that's what the president's talking about with the extra money and offsets for payroll taxes and all that stuff. So there is excess revenue. Why is that not being applied directly to the deficit, the money we owe? Why are we not paying down our bills? I don't know. But we do have the text line open this morning at 314-241-9797. You can text in your thoughts on this. And Kim got another one earlier with somebody telling me I'm out of touch by saying that the last thing the government needs to do is write $2,000 checks to the citizenry. If we've gotten a bonus, you don't go out and blow it on a 60-inch television. You stick it in the bank for a rainy day. And we owe money right now. Or you take the money and you pay off debt, which is what we should be doing with it. That's looking out for what's in the best interest of your country and not in the best interest of you. Now, Kim, please read me my rear end chewing out I got a minute ago from Chuck.
My name is Chuck. This is my first time texting. I was driving when I heard Mark say that the American people should bail the government out again by using the tariff money towards the federal deficit. We the people did not create the deficit, so why would you insist we pay to correct a problem that was not our doing? $2,000 is the least we should receive, and to be honest, that is a joke and a slap in the face to begin with. I'm sure I'm not the only tax-paying citizen that feels this way. Does that make you out of touch? Maybe.
It's not your money, Chuck. The tariff money is not your money, Chuck, and we're all responsible for the mess that we're in because we've continued to elect the same people to office. We have office holders who are 80 and 90 years old. These are the same people that have caused the deficits that we're facing right now. So it is our responsibility, ultimately, because we go to the ballot box and we elect people not on how they're going to save us money, but on how they're going to spend our money. And they've been spending like drunken sailors, with full respect to drunken sailors. I'm sorry to insult you like that, but it's the truth.
Somebody else had mentioned that one way to also cut back on the deficit was to slash some of the income that the, you know, members of Congress also received. I don't know that's
dropping the bucket.
I was going to say, I don't know that's really going to be as effective as you think it might be. I can understand why they say that, considering these buffoons are the same ones who waste a bunch of money because they're willing to do the government shutdown and all these other things.
I get
that argument.
I saw that comment on Facebook. And here's the thing I would say about it, is if you've never made more than $50,000 a year in your life, for example, and you hear that somebody makes $170,000 a year, you probably look at that person and think they're rich. They have expendable income. They do this, they do that. What that particular comment was complaining about is the fact that our legislators make, he said, $125,000 a year. Correction, they make $180,000 a year. They do, right? But they have to maintain homes in two different cities. They have to maintain a home in their home district. They have to run an office. They have to pay for their flights back and forth, which they may end up getting reimbursed for. And they have to live in Washington, D.C. And they don't get a paycheck, a separate check to cover their lodging there. Some of them get apartments with other legislators. The point of it is that minuscule amount of money that we're paying them doesn't, it's not a pimple on an elephant's butt when it comes to affecting the debt that this country faces.
What an image there, Mark.
Well, I'm just saying, it's not. That amount of money is minuscule compared to the amount of money we owe and the debt that we've racked up over the years. So if we're bringing in additional money, and apply this to your own lives, feel free, and you owe somebody else money, you pay them off first before you go out and buy yourself something. It's that simple. We, the people, run the government. We've elected the people that have screwed us. So we're all equally responsible for it. There's no way around that. When we come back, we'll get to Nicole Murray. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And yeah. Harry, like, he was leaning on her because the left foot doesn't function in the same way that it used to. I mean, yeah. He's in trouble. And he's very ill. And no one is talking about that. So.
That's crazy Rosie O'Donnell, who went on a podcast with Jim the Acoster, who couldn't bend over backwards far enough to agree with every crazy BS thing that came out of Rosie O'Donnell's mouth in this podcast. It was sickening to watch. And to think that this guy was once promoted by CNN as a even-handed reporter at the White House covering Trump. And then you hear Trump's White House say they've created this fake news line that you can basically report fake news from around the country, and they're going to keep track of it, of these stories that come in. And the media is so offended by that. And here you've got the guy that used to be the chief White House correspondent for CNN running his own podcast now, bending over backwards to agree with everything crazy Rosie O'Donnell thinks. And he didn't just start thinking that way. He's always thought that way. But at one point, he was the one that they sent to the White House to interpret and to ask questions of the Trump administration, which he clearly hated with a purple passion. That's not what journalism is about. How did we get to that situation in America would be the question I would ask.
You know how many articles I could report that would fall under the category of fake news?
Oh, I know. There's a hotline now you can send them to. They're encouraging people to send them examples of fake news.
But the problem is the people who would then be examining that and determining whether it's fake news, they have their own bias they're bringing into it. That's the problem with this, is that there's really not a good solution because someone's always going to have their bias, and that will usually seep its way into the coverage or the decisions that they're making. It's challenging because you're going to have people from the other side, any sort of article that we would say is fair or even light right-leaning, they would sit there and say, well, that's fake news.
Yeah. Well, that's what's going on. Guess what? It's time for us to get to Nicole Murray, please. Nicole, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I promise you at some point I'm going to quit bringing up your tattoo, but for this morning I'm going to bring it up one more time.
Oh, bring it up as much as you want.
So you flew off to the Philippines and you came back with a tattoo on your leg that looks like the claws of a leopard have ripped your skin, and underneath there's leopard skin, correct?
Yeah, I'm a cheetah.
Cheetah. So yeah. I'm driving down to Branson, Missouri the other day on vacation with my family. And I look up and there's a billboard for something called Jungle Law. And it's this female attorney has got this billboard that says like hashtag Me Too on it. She's trying to get people to call her if they've been harassed at work and all of this stuff. And her billboard is your tattoo.
What?
Your tattoo is her billboard. It's that same image of claws raking open the paper on the billboard, and it's cheetah skin underneath. So.
What a copycat.
I know.
They probably saw the picture of Nicole's tattoo and decided that they also would like that. Way to be a trendsetter,
it is,
Nicole.
It is. Junglelaw.com. I looked her up this morning. I mean, I don't know her, but she apparently handles sexual harassment cases. So,
Will you tell her copying is the biggest form of flattery?
There you have it.
Mark actually is getting that same tattoo, I think. What did you say? Next week is your appointment?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For the cheetah. That's happening. Yeah,
oh, my God. Get it on your chest.
Can you imagine how bad that would hurt? That would be like that scene in the 40-year-old virgin when they waxed the guy's chest and pulled it off. That'd be awful.
Wouldn't they have to shave your chest in order to put the tattoo on?
I would think.
Yes, they would.
Not
but just
happen.
The area that gets tattooed.
So that might even be worse. You just have a patch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a think about patch. It. Every time that you flex your muscles, it's like an extra like, ugh.
Mark, your wife, Michelle, would love that.
No, she wouldn't.
Exactly.
No, she wouldn't. No, she wouldn't. What's going on out there, Nicole?
All right, let's get to it. Futures are slightly higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 185. The NASDAQ up 137. The S&P 500 up 16. OpenAI's AI chatbot ChatGPT was down for some users yesterday. The company said the outage occurred due to a routing misconfiguration. Down Detector reports that roughly 3,000 people reported issues. Macy's has beaten Wall Street sales expectations for the third quarter in a row and posted its strongest growth in more than 3 years as the company's turnaround strategy showed signs of momentum. The department store operator raised its full-year sales and earnings outlook after its better-than-expected fiscal third quarter. The Financial Times reports Anthropic is weighing a massive IPO while also exploring fresh private funding over the $300 billion mark. The AI firm has reportedly engaged Wilson Sonsini and major banks as the startup races OpenAI for a public listing. The potential listings would test investor appetite for high-burn AI firms amid bubble fears and surging valuations. Semiconductor company Marvell has announced that it will acquire Celestial AI for at least $3.25 billion in cash and stock. The purchase price could increase to $5.5 billion if Celestial hits revenue milestones. The deal is an aggressive move for Marvell to acquire complementary technology to its semiconductor networking business. Consumers got their shopping on this past holiday weekend. The National Retail Federation reports that nearly 203 million U.S. consumers shopped during the five-day stretch from Thanksgiving Day through Cyber Monday. That marks the largest turnout in all the years since 2017. And finally, travelers are responding to the transportation secretary's demand that people dress nicer at airports so they act more appropriately. One consumer said, "I will dress better when airlines treat me better."
Oh,
take that.
I saw Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, called for people to dress up a little more. Maybe, you know, wear a suit or a sports coat or something if you're going to travel instead of your gym workout outfit, which is what you often see in airports these days. I notice it all the time.
But a suit jacket? I mean, are we going to bring back the monocle and the top hat? I'm not saying you should look like a schlep, but the might be a bit much to be wearing a sport
coat. It used to be a lot classier, and there didn't tend to be fist fights in the food court when that was the case.
That's called mental illness, Mark.
Well, that's probably true. Yeah, maybe that's true.
If you're a jerk, though, you're a jerk. Like, a suit jacket isn't going to change that.
I get sassier when I'm wearing my sweatpants.
What?
Discount airlines are to blame for this.
I mean, it's also not a luxurious experience anymore. You're all crammed in there on the airlines. If I'm going to be crammed in like that, I want to be comfortable. I am totally a pajama wearer when I go to the airport.
Now, if I'm going on a long flight, like when I went to India, I had a 16-hour flight. There's no way I'm looking nice for that. I'm not even wanting to wear jeans. I have to be able
that's
to move
I'm
around
saying.
And stretch. But I'm not going to look like I just rolled out of bed. You know, it's like the athleisure.
Yeah, that's decent. Fair. I think athleisure is a fair compromise.
Go to the Lulu store and buy you something
Mark,
nice.
I expect you in a full-on tuxedo next time with a cane
no,
and a monocle.
But I see his point. It harkens back to a time when when air travel cost a little more, and probably the attitude of the people flying was a little more restrained.
I agree, but did they also serve, I mean, to Nicole's point, did they serve like better food? Did you have space?
They served better food. You had more space.
Glass instead of the little, sometimes you get pretzels. I feel like half the time now they say, well, if the flight's under 2 hours, you don't even get a snack.
They're also talking about trying to do healthier snacks on air flights too. So
people would be mad about that.
Probably.
I mean, I'd support it, but
healthier snacks? Yeah.
I like it, but people would be angry and say, give me my Bischoff or whatever they are, cookies.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. That stuff makes me nauseous sometimes.
What?
The
cookies?
Oh, those are amazing.
Sometimes they make me nauseous. It's too much sugar.
Oh, okay.
Well, most of America wouldn't agree with that.
You can get the snack crackers then.
Don't judge me. And Mark, next time you travel, if you wear a tuxedo, I'm going to need photo proof.
Yeah. Well, I'm just talking about a sports coat is a lot different than a tuxedo, though. You know what I'm saying?
No. Do you wear sport coats? Do you wear sport coats when you fly?
I don't. The point is, that was what Duffy recommended, that people dress up a little more when they fly, and maybe it would ease tensions a little bit.
I'm going to wear one of those outfits, the dresses, you know, with the big hoop skirts. wear a
t-shirt
gloves.
That looks like a tuxedo. Maybe that'll help.
Mark, we'll get you an athleisure set.
Yeah.
Nice, tight pair of leggings to go with it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll talk to you Friday.
So much.
All right. Thanks. Here I am talking about this law firm, and I didn't realize they have offices right here in St. Louis.
Oh.
So I saw that billboard down near Springfield somewhere.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Jungle Law law firm is right here in St. Louis, and they've got that tiger swipe symbol on their billboard.
I thought
Mizzou, reminded me of Nicole's tattoo.
I thought Mizzou had a billboard like that on 70.
Oh, they might. They might. This was down on 44 somewhere.
Hmm.
Interesting. All right, we're going to get to another news when we come back in just a few minutes. A little later, our buddy Jimmy Failla from Fox Across America will be joining us, along with Taylor Riggs from The Big Money Show. Anxious to hear what she has to say about the Dell people donating $6.5 billion or $6.25 billion with a B to American children for investment deposits. What do you think about that? And it would be in an account so mom and dad couldn't steal it and go buy a 60-inch TV. We'll talk about it with her coming up. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
This is just gross. A Florida family has DoorDash, and they're getting chicken wings delivered to their home. And they end up looking at their Ring video, and they see that the DoorDash delivery driver was trying to get the stuff out of the big bag to put on their porch, and one of the chicken wings fell out from the container. Well, what he did was he just picked it up off the ground, put it back in the container, and then licks his fingers. Then he uses his foot to try to wipe off, I guess, maybe some of the wing sauce, and then just takes off. So before the family actually opened their meal, they happened to look at the camera and see the guy doing this. So like, look, it was a wing. They should have just had him knock on the door and say, hey, I'm really, really sorry, but one of these wings fell out. Yeah. I didn't want you to eat it, but, you know, I'm sorry. Instead of just pretending like it didn't happen.
So what did DoorDash do? Did they give them a credit or something for it? I mean, certainly something. There was some repercussion for
this. Said that this is well below the level of service that we aim to provide, and that their team is investigating, and that they issued a warning to that particular DoorDasher.
That's all?
That's it so far.
If you think that's the first time that's ever
happened. I'm sure it isn't.
That's true.
Remember we had the one about the guy that took a piece of pizza out of the box and ate it? The pizza got delivered with a slice missing or something. I mean, it seemed like that was a year or two
that's
ago.
But that's why I don't do it.
I think about people sneezing on your stuff, and stop it. It's gross.
Oh, boy. All right. Ashland, Virginia, I'm sure you guys maybe you've come across this video. It's gone. The pictures have gone a little viral. So there's a store there, a liquor store, and a raccoon got into the ceiling somehow and fell through the ceiling into the liquor store and then started drinking the liquor. And they found the animal, like there's pictures of the store with stuff spread out all over the place, and they found the animal passed out in the bathroom next to the toilet. And they had to call animal control to come and get it, and they took it and nursed it back to health when its hangover was over, and they took it and released it back in the woods somewhere.
So do they give it like McDonald's? I don't know.
Or powder with cheese.
Maybe they DoorDash to over there some
Aww,
chicken wings.
Poor raccoon. This is sad. So switching gears here. Did you know Dave Coulier, the guy who did Cut It Out, Full House?
Oh, sure.
Love him. He has announced that he's been diagnosed with tongue cancer, but this is just several months after he beat his battle with stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Ugh. So the poor guy has been through the ringer.
I hate to hear that.
I know.
So if it's come back again, is it a different kind of cancer?
Well, this is tongue cancer.
Oh, no. That's a shame.
Yeah. Which, is that even that common of a...
That's what Eddie Van Halen had, wasn't it?
Didn't tongue he have cancer? Tongue cancer?
I think he did have yeah. tongue cancer.
Just don't hear about it that often.
So did Kirk Douglas, I think, Somebody if I remember did, that yeah. correctly. Yeah. Mm, very sad. All right, here's another pet story for you, Sue Thomas. There's a new study out that has found a link between canine CBD, which is cannabinoid oil, apparently, and decreased aggression in pets. So in other words, I think what they're saying is if you get your animal stoned, it's less likely to be aggressive.
Yeah, that's not going to happen in my house.
Well, your dogs are probably not aggressive, but I guess this would be a treatment for animals that tend to be aggressive, and they started treating some of these animals in this study with cannabinoid. I don't know if they fed it to them. Surely they didn't just like smoke it and blow it in their face or something.
No, you get treats.
And they're like gummies for animals.
So let's get the dog high, and I guess then we'll just chill out and maybe eat a lot of food.
I've used them for my dog, but it's for anxiety. Like she doesn't do well in the car, and you give her one, and she mellows out.
Oh, I bet she mellows out.
I mean, that's what it is.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hey, real quick one. Some New York guy, 49 years old, swam 29 miles around Manhattan in handcuffs. He set two world records, competing the longest open water swim in handcuffs and for being the first and fastest swimmer to do that in handcuffs. He did it in under 10.
What's he doing, butterfly? We can't do butterfly because his hands are tied together.
He did it in under 10 hours.
Doggy paddle?
Doggy paddle? I don't know. That's weird. All right. No, thank you. I'm not a good enough swimmer for that stuff. Coming up, we'll get to Eben Brown and Mary Vogt, VP over at Heritage. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.